RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Andika. First, the headlines. Public interest to harm come by sea transportation decreases. Surge of tourist visit increases. Micro, small and medium enterprises sector in Bali. Now, the news in detail. Public interest to use sea transportation during homecoming or Eid al-Fitr holidays decreases from year to year. Member of Commission 5 of the House of Representatives, Saderes Tuwati, said that the decrease is the impact of air transport ticket price, which is quite affordable for the public. Saderes Tuwati said to RRI on Friday that he sees people tend to find things easy.
Apabila memang memungkinkan untuk moda transportasi laut,
if it's possible for sea transportation mode, it should be much better because it can load a lot of passengers and the safety level is also better and it inconvenient for passengers.
Kenyamanan bagi penumpang.
Saderes Tuwati further said that Indonesia is an archipelago country, so the mode of sea transportation becomes a very important one. He does not dismiss that the land transportation mode, especially the two-wheel one, is still considered feasible by most people as an effective and efficient mode of transportation. However, he also said the people tend to ignore security and regulatory matters. The surge of domestic tourist visit, especially during Eid al-Fitr, increased the sector of micro, small, and medium enterprises in Bali. Tourism practitioner Iwayan Puspanegara to RRI in Kuta, Bali on Friday assessed the business people of micro, small, and medium enterprises to feel the blessing of the domestic tourist arrival. This is seen from the arrival of local tourists to a number of centers of small and medium enterprises, which is spread over 9 districts, and it's not in a small quantity. The advantage of the high season and long holiday is, yes, of course, the economic community can grow because of souvenirs such as knickknacks, products of home industry, in the form of souvenirs and others, including by Balinese typical souvenirs. They have a high demand. And I believe that in the Lebaran holiday season and high season, there is an increase in micro, small business sales. As a manager of shopping centers and hotels in Kuta, Puspanegara estimates the increase of domestic tourist visits since day minus one of Eid al-Fitr or Lebaran in 2017 is around 25%. As for foreign tourist visit, especially from Australia, who also enter peak season, is predicted to remain high until the end of August 2017. Chairman of Banten Cultural Festival Committee or Banten Culture Festival 2017, Saiful Jihad, said to RRI in Cairo on Thursday that each region in Indonesia has its own culture. So does Banten Province. Thus, these cultural assets need to be conserved and promoted not only for the people in the country, but also for the community abroad. He feels that the festival will be held on July 15, 2017 in Hadikah Daulia, Cairo. The festival will invite a number of people, both from the country and abroad. Some of them are representative of the Embassy of Cairo and representative of Banten administration, a number of foreign affairs attached of friendly countries, some representative of the Egyptian parliament and the Egyptians.
Inshallah, kita juga mengundang beberapa.
Inshallah, with God's willing, we will invite a number of ASEAN education attached, a number of Wafidin parliament, friends from Egypt or Wafidin and people from abroad to attend this festival. We also have prepared several performances, for example, Wali Jamaliha dance, Rampak Beduk, the Buzz or physical attraction, Marawis or Islamic song choir, and also band from Indonesian Banten Student Association that will sing Banten songs. Furthermore, Saiful Jihad explained that besides performing typical performances from Banten, they will showcase Indonesia's typical souvenir, especially from Banten province. The committee also prepares culinaries to be tasted by attendants, for example, Satay Bandeng, as special dish from Banten. Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara says that the government is targeting the operation of the state cyber agency in September 2017. He said on Friday that one of the tasks of the agency is to monitor and anticipate cyber attacks. Minister Rudiantara remarked that the preparation of the non-ministerial government institution under the Coordinating Ministry of Political, Legal and Security Affairs has now entered the stage of organizing and determining the tasks of each deputy. Minister Rudiantara expects the preparation of this body can be faster, given the security of Indonesian cyber that can be said is currently still inadequate. Jakarta Governor Jarod Saiful Hidayat welcomed former United States President Barack Obama on arrival at the Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport at 12:15 p.m. local time on last Friday. The governor arrived at the airport a little late as the Gulfstream jet aircraft which flew Obama had arrived earlier than scheduled. Moments after arriving at the airport, Obama and his entourage were directly driven to Mandarin Oriental Hotel, where the 44th United States President stays. Based on the schedule, President Joko Widodo received Obama at an official dinner party. They held a meeting at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Friday afternoon. The dinner for Obama held at the Grand Garden Restaurant within the complex of Botanical Garden close to the Presidential Palace. Bogor Military District Commander Lieutenant Colonel Infantry Dodi Suhardiman had remarked on Thursday that the tone of the reception for Obama was more relaxed and simple. Obama and his family visited the State Palace in Bogor to accept the invitation of President Joko Widodo at the Green Garden Cafe at the Bogor Botanical Garden. The last item, during his visit to the iconic Borobudur Temple in Magelang on Wednesday, June 28, former United States President Barack Obama mentioned that the temple brings back his childhood memories. President Director of PT Taman Wisata Candi Borobudur Prambanan and Ratu Boko, Edi Setiono said that Obama was very happy to be back in Borobudur. He mentioned that Obama visited this place when Obama was a child, but now the visit was more special because Obama took his family. Obama spent some of his childhood times in Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia, arriving as a 6-year-old back in 1967, and stayed there with his mother and his Indonesian stepfather until 1971. During those years, his mother and stepfather often took him to Yogyakarta. While exploring the temple, Obama took several photos in one corner on the 7th floor of the temple. Moreover, Obama also calls for preservation of the 9th century Buddhist temple. Well, now that was the news of Radio Rebo Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
This is Radio Reward Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Press Opinion. Various important events occurring this week are featured in the editorials of some of the leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in press review. Let's start with Media Indonesia newspaper in its editorial on Tuesday, June the 27th. It writes, Silaturahim towards reconciliation. Ramadan is really a blessed month, not only for the Muslim individually. The blessing of Ramadan also flow into the life of the nation and state, even though the holy month has passed. All parties are grateful that peaceful Ramadan has made social life, at least in the last month, peaceful. During Ramadan, the relationship among people, which was pretty thick with tension and might lead to the split, changed into a very soothing bond. It is true that the dispute has not completely disappeared, especially in social media, but in general, the bond among people is re-established. Tolerance increasingly manifests itself as Muslims celebrated the Day of Triumph, the Feast of Idul Fitri. In some places, church caretakers provided parking lot for their Muslim brothers and sisters who wanted to practice Eid prayers. Their virtues were very helpful, just as some mosques provide parking space for their Christian brothers and sisters during Christmas services. Really, Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr make this country cool. Social and political life is increasingly cool and expected to be more conducive after the elite used the momentum of Eid al-Fitr to erode the remnants of the dispute. They forgave each other, open hearts to reconciliation, and the clearest example of the strong desire to reunite was shown by President Joko Widodo. On Sunday, June the 25th, President Joko Widodo opened the palace door wide as the arena of friendship among the people. Not only with the leaders and the common people, the president even received a number of parties who had been his opponent. One of them is the leader of the National Movement of MUI Fatwa Guards. All parties should appreciate President Joko Widodo, who with a big heart threw away the resentment and hurt to establish a relationship with all groups. According to Media Indonesia, silaturahim towards reconciliation during Ramadan and Eid is still necessary to really unite the nation that had split. However, law enforcement is also not negotiable if you want to become a developed and civilized country. Over now to Koran Sindo, or Sindo newspaper, which in its editorial on Wednesday, June the 28th, writes, Homecoming Travelers' Behavior. Lebaran or Idul Fitri 2017 season is almost past. So far, the flow of homecoming ahead of Lebaran 2017 seemed to run smoothly, although there are still some important notes for the government as a steward of the community in the homecoming flow. In the middle of the island, the flow was somewhat constrained by the construction of 5 flyovers, which have not 100% finished, though admittedly they are quite helpful. While on mass transportation, it seems that there were no significant constraints. Whether terminal, station, airport, or port, all apparently were quite well prepared. There was an increase in the quality of service of people going home and return after the holiday this year compared to 2016. Horror congestion at the toll booth exit that caused casualties last year due to fatigue when congestion no longer happened in 2017. Classic stories such as length of travel time, usually doubled from normal travel time, indeed still colored this mudik story or this homecoming story. In the next few days, the reverse flow must also be the government's concern for the quality of service to be maintained. According to Koran Sindo, various ways has indeed been done by the government. This way should continue to be improved in the season ahead for quality improvement. Again, strict action must be taken to reduce the number of traffic accidents. In addition, the task of mass media, either conventional or new media, to continue to campaign traffic orderly, especially when going home, should be continued. There was press opinion over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Moza, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on July 1st, 1946, about Bayangkara Day. Bayangkara Day is National Police Day, which was signed through Presidential Decree No. 11, 1946 on July 1st, 1946. Before the presidential decree issued, the police still were composed of regional police defragmented. The decree unites the police nationally and directly under the president. The beginning of the formation of police already existed in the days of Majapahit Kingdom. At that time, Patih Gadjah Mada established security forces called Bayangkara, which had tasks to protect king and the kingdom. So until today, figure of Gadjah Mada is a symbol of Indonesian police, and as honor, police built statue of Gadjah Mada at front of headquarters of Indonesian police, and name of Bayangkara becomes as name of police forces. The next event was in 1991, when the Warsaw Pact was officially dissolved. The Warsaw Pact, formerly the Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation and Mutual Assistance, was a collective defense treaty among the Soviet Union and seven Soviet satellite states in Central and Eastern Europe during the Cold War. The Warsaw Pact was the military complement to the Council for Mutual Economic Assistance, or COMECON, the Regional Economic Organization for the Communist States of Central and Eastern Europe. The Warsaw Pact was created in reaction to the integration of West Germany into NATO in 1955 at the London and Paris conferences of 1954, but it is also considered to have been motivated by Soviet desires to maintain control over military forces in Central and Eastern Europe. Along with the collapse of the Soviet Union, the Warsaw Pact ended on March 31, 1991 and was officially dissolved at a meeting in Prague on 1st of July 1991. And the last event was in 2007 about World Fruit Day. Fruit Day, which was commemorated for the first time on July 1st, was held in Berlin, Germany in 2007. This Fruit Day was initiated from idea for various foods, and fruit was chosen to be shared in the event. Until now, July 1st was decided by many countries as the important day in their calendar.
Fruit Day is aimed at for a celebration with the temp fruit, but the day also a meaning as a question for all countries in the world. That was today in history.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today, it's on export-import from Bitung is permitted. The Indonesian Ministry of Trade has permitted export and import activities for all types of goods from Bitung container ports in North Sulawesi Province. Kompas Daily reported business people immediately welcomed the positive policy because it can save cost and time of entry and out of goods. The policy also confirmed the existence of Bitung Port as the Indonesian gateway in the northern region. Head of Foreign Trade Division of North Sulawesi Industry and Trade Agency, Darwis Muksin, in Manado on Wednesday, June the 28th, said that the policy will be socialized to business people and some regions so that the existence of Bitung Port can be maximized. According to Darwis Muksin, it is a step forward for the port of Bitung, which is in the last 3 years could only import 3 types of goods, namely electronic goods, food, and apparel. Darwis also said the new policy is benefiting national entrepreneurs to expand business to countries in Asia Pacific. He took as an example the distance from Bitung to Korea and Japan that can be reached by 3 to 4 days of voyage. Regional economic analyst Noldi Tuera told Kompas that export and import exemption from Bitung Port also provide a new opportunities for the Philippines. The country once opened a Indonesia-Philippine trade route with a roll-on-roll-off ship that links Davao, General Santos, and Bitung. The ship's operations are now halted due to limited exports and imports from Bitung. The route is very competitive because the distance and travel time is shorter, so it can reduce transportation and logistics costs. Bitung Davao sailing takes only 1.5 days. This route is much shorter than the Bitung Surabaya or Jakarta Manila Davao route that takes 1 to 2 weeks. That was Focus Today on export import from Bitung permitted. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here's news in brief. Public interest to use sea transportation during homecoming or Eid al-Fitri holiday decreases from year to year. The surge of domestic tourist visits, especially during Eid al-Fitri, increases the sector of micro, small, and medium enterprises in Bali. Chairman of Banten Cultural Festival Committee or Banten Cultural Festival 2017, Saiful Jihad, said to RRI in Cairo on Thursday that each region in Indonesia has its own culture, so does Banten Province. Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara says that the government is targeting the operation of the state cyber agency in September 2017. Jakarta Governor Jarod Saiful Hidayat welcomed former United States President Barack Obama on arrival at the Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport at 12:15 p.m. local time at last Friday. During his visit to the iconic Borobudur Temple in Magelang on Wednesday, June 28, former United States President Barack Obama mentioned that the temple brings back his childhood memories. Well, sir, that was the news in brief of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey, Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi, Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar. your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Puru Kambira Beach in East Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Listener, Puru Kambira Beach, which is located at Mondu Village, Hararu Sub-District, East Sumba Regency, East Nusa Tenggara Province, or NTT, is one of the beaches which offers the beauty of natural panorama. Its natural panorama is savanna with trees as if it's an amazing painting. The wide blue ocean with white sand and also fresh air of sea will make you be able to stay longer at Puru Kambira Beach. Listener, if you love swimming, you can swim along the beach because the beach is not quite deep and its wave is also not big. If you love snorkeling, we guarantee that you will be satisfied because this beach has some interesting spots which are ready to be explored. The right time to snorkel is in the morning because seawater is still receding. In addition to snorkeling and surfing at the beach, you can see dolphins. Listener, from Waingapu City to Puru Kambira Beach, it takes around 1 hour by using motor vehicle. You can rent a car at Waingapu City to go to Puru Kambira Beach. During the trip, you will be presented exotic scenery, namely topography of nature and savanna with groups of animals. One of them is horses which eat grass. Sometimes, you can witness some shepherd who guard their animals while riding horse like a cowboy. Listener, at Buru Canberra Beach, you can see fishermen's activities who is spreading the net to catch fish. There is also water plant which is brought to the beach and various kinds of shells which can be collected while playing seawater and white sand. And please do not forget to bring your own camera to take picture when sunset. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, it's Sarah Ferrari, World Service Voice of Indonesia. Wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Miscellany. Listener, besides Bayangkara Day, July 1st is also celebrated as the World Fruit Day every year. Miscellany this time is about World Fruit Day. Listener, Indonesia is an agrarian country which is rich of flora, especially fruits. It also makes Indonesia one of the largest fruit producers in the world. But, ironically, the level of consumption of Indonesian society towards the original commodities of this archipelago is very low. Data from the Ministry of Health 2017 shows that the consumption of vegetables and fruits are still relatively low. Namely 20.5 kg of vegetables per capita per year and 12 kg of fruit per capita per year. This figure is still far from the recommendation of the World Health Organization for the citizens of the world to eat fruit regularly, at least 65 kg per capita per year, or minimum intake of fruits and vegetables is 40 grams per day. According to Dr. Samuel Utoro, a nutritionist from the Faculty of Medicine, University of Indonesia, many benefits are obtained by eating fruit regularly. Fruits are rich of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and most importantly, fruits have phytochemicals. Phytochemicals are very important as antioxidants that can prevent all kinds of disease, especially degenerative disease such as cancer, heart, and stroke. In addition to degenerative disease, 3-year-old kids will experience 3 nutritional problems, namely stunting or malnutrition, wasting or weight reduction, and overweight. These 3 conditions can impact labor on the health and quality of life of a person. World Fruit Day has been commemorated since 2007 and then located in the German state precisely at Mauerpark Berlin, stipulated in a decision that every July 1st will be celebrated as World Fruit Day by carrying the slogan and selecting a different fruit of the year every year. World Fruit Day is usually commemorated by doing some activities to arouse that the potential of fruit nationally, can still be developed to be able to compete with the imported products. Crucial moment of this Fruit Day celebration, Indonesian people should introspect themselves and make behavior change towards a healthier way by increasing the habit of consuming fruits and vegetables. Through this healthy behavior, the risk of experiencing various diseases and health problems in the future will be minimized. Listeners, that was the miscellany for today with the topic of World Food Day, Reality and Challenge for Indonesia. We will meet again in another chance with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa!
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, it's not a very good service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Stars and Rabbit Band. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Man Upon the Hill.
I am marked with words. Today, I'll tell you stories you've never heard. Find the bridge to my world.
Hey, yeah.
the being of light.
Oh, yeah.
To open.
That was the first song entitled Man Upon the Hill, sung by Stars and Rabbit Band. This band, which is from Yogyakarta, has begun to exist since Evo Band was dismissed. After being vacuum for 2 years from Indonesian music industry, finally, Elda Suryani is active again together with her new partner, namely Adi Widodo. Elda is a vocalist, while Adi is a guitarist. Beginning from the same vision and mission, Elda and Adi often perform in various musical performances. Being unique, although they have created some songs, such as Like It Here, Rabbit Run, and Worth It, they just thought the name of their group. The name of Stars and Rabbit was taken from name of Twitter account belonging to Elda, which is chosen because according to them, the name is suitable with their works. Stars and Rabbit was officially established in 2011. Attending Stars and Rabbit gives new color for Indonesian music lovers. Typical Elda's voice is a little bit strange for the people who listen to Stars and Rabbit. Elda's voice is impressively hoarse and shrill, like voice of Ellie Goulding and Joanna Newsom. But many music lovers can find the beauty of Elda's voice, which can be said special. Listener, before we talk more about Stars and Rabbit, let's listen to a song entitled The House. Enjoy the song.
Top of a mountain's graves, leaving plans on the other's hand. A plot of flying of history has been consuming my
Listener, that was The House, the song by Stars and Rabbit. Many people said that Stars and Rabbit plays in folk music genre, but Elda and Adi do not decide what kind of genre is. Stars and Rabbit lets its listeners decide the genre. and meaning of music which it presents. Making process of stars and rabbits songs is unique. Elda suddenly gets ideas anywhere and anytime. Those ideas are not in the book, which is always brought by him. Because Elda cannot play instruments, he asks Adi to interpret in his mind is into music. Adi is always able to interpret Elda's idea, which is sometimes difficult to be understood by someone else. Works and presentation which are presented by Elda and Adi make the name of Stars and Rabbit well known by community of musical lovers. But for Indonesian music lovers who depend on television and radio program, probably they do not know Stars and Rabbit, because Stars and Rabbit is more active in live performance. Stars and Rabbit has often performed in international stage such as England, Hong Kong, Japan, and some countries in Southeast Asia. In 2017, Stars and Rabbit had an opportunity to perform in a festival in Singapore with the name Landway Festival Singapore 2017. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following two songs entitled Worth It and Like It Here. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.